Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to this Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us from California, where I guess it's colder than a well digger's butt tonight or something like that, although that might be Richard Chamberlain that said it was cold where he's at, we have the professor of politics himself, none other than Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, it is a good morning. Good morning. All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you. See you all next hour. Well, it is... let's see now. It is 67 degrees here right now, clear skies, and it's going to be another beautiful day approaching 80 degrees or thereabouts today.
Wow. Well, we've got 45 degrees here, Captain, working on a frost advisory and a couple of hard freeze warnings in the Southern California area tonight.
And Richard said it was what?
28 degrees, I believe. Yeah, 28.
He can have it. He can have it.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Russia went and did it. We were all hoping that they wouldn't do it. All the signs were there. And all of a sudden, yesterday afternoon, we hear the reports coming in that the troops are on the move. And one thing led to another. And it looks like as if the Russians pretty much shot their way across the border. Out of where they were at and came in from a couple of different directions. We understand there's several hundred Ukrainian soldiers who have been killed, but it's not gone without casualties on the other side. What we hear, several planes, jet planes have been shot down, plus a helicopter.
Well, that's right, Captain. According to the Ukraine military, hundreds of Ukrainians were killed as they came across the border, especially across Belarus, the border with Belarus, but also that they're claiming that at least five Russian jets, no description of what kind of jets, they were shot down, including a Russian helicopter. That's what we know at this hour.
And we don't know who was flying the jets. It might have been, pilots from somewhere other than Russia.
Very possible. And but obviously, Captain, the several hundred casualties that the Ukraine military are putting out there tonight, that is incredibly disturbing. It's obvious that they've had heavy casualties already.
Well, that's not surprising because, of course, on the border, they were exposed out in the trenches and whatnot. They weren't just hanging around a little border hut or a border building because they were out in the trenches, and I'm sure their positions were very quickly overrun.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, this is part of this maneuver that we expected in terms of anticipating what Russia might do, and that is to come right out of Belarus, where they were conducting those military operations, plus those nuclear triad exercises, as it were. They are a little over 100 miles, I think, from Kiev, from that vantage point. So this is an ongoing thing that can be a very, very quick trip to Kiev, as it were.
And we have a young lady that works for us here at my flagship station. She comes in on the weekend, and she's from Belarus. Now, she and her husband moved here because they wanted to come to the United States, and this was going to be where they were going to make a name for themselves and whatnot. And their families were both left behind in Belarus. Now, I certainly hope that they're okay, number one. And number two, you got to wonder with what's going on right now if we don't have some civilians maybe in the middle of the free fire zone, so to speak.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they were expecting at least a million refugees that might try to make their way out of Ukraine. There could be as many as many millions more, according to early estimates. But, yes, that's exactly right. Especially once something starts up like this, it's not something that just goes A to B to C to D. Other things happen. People can get stuck in the middle, and this is where a lot of tragedies can occur, for sure.
Now, President Biden has made it a point to say that there will be no American forces actively getting into any type of combat against the Russians or anyone else that's in this, that we're keeping our distance. And I get it. That's fine. We don't need to be involved in something like that. But we do need to keep the weapons, the beans and the bullets coming for the people in the Ukraine so that they can continue to fight. And I think that's what we'll be doing. I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about here. What a day, what a day, what a day.
Right after this, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away there, Mr. Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Now, that would be none other than Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com is a website. And all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's right there. It'll take you to a page with about 150 different items for sale in there. And you'll see some really insanely low prices. For example, put something up there about the towels, down to $29.99, and that's another $10 off. That's what he's got going on for sale this week. That's his special, so check it out. If you need some towels, they're high quality, and they'll definitely work for you. Now, you enter the promo code CAPTAIN, because you need a promo code to get that low price, so the promo code is CAPTAIN, and if you want to call him up, you can call him at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459, promo code CAPTAIN, over at MyPillow.com. And take a look at all the things they got there, because I'm telling you, you got a great opportunity to save a bunch of money. And also, while you're there, you might see something else you might want. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we definitely know that Joe Biden... It was, and by the way, are you listening to some of what's being told about the people to blame for this and what's going on here with how this got to where it was, that it's got to do with Ukraine and the inflation and the price of oil has brought all this about? Have you heard that?
Some of that, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, that's not true. The price of oil is going to be what it's going to be until we get it down. And here's the thing, folks. If you want to get the price of oil down, you do exactly what Donald Trump did in his first term. You flood the market with oil. You produce and you pump, and you get all the gasoline you can, flood the market with that, drop the price down, which is what was done, and then you cause people like Russia and the Iranians who need to have $100 a barrel oil to make some substantial profits, if you will. You cause their prices to go down, and they'll do exactly what they did before. They'll go from $100 a barrel, which is pretty much where we're teeter-tottering right now, down to 70, 80, 60, 50, and then they'll be back down to where we can once again see the kind of gas prices that we saw before Joe Biden came along.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And right now, one of the major imperatives, and I don't think we can stress this enough, one of the major imperatives for the United States and where we're going to be in all of this right now is oil, is energy. And, for example, back when we had the COVID shutdowns and so forth, the government began sending out checks. And, of course, Joe Biden wanted to send out more checks in order to compensate somehow for the loss of income, this kind of stuff. That was seen as a way of trying to soften the blow. But here we have, and of course there's a debate about that as well, but here we have a real situation, Captain, where energy is going to spike. There's no doubt about that. So what President Biden should be doing right now is he should be getting us energy independent. If I had the opportunity to speak to the president, I would say this is a major imperative that you cannot ignore, because our foreign policy and our place in the world right now and our ability to respond with the sanctions and all these kinds of things and have the American people be able to do what they do and flourish economically during this entire problem is going to be getting that price of oil down. So drill Keystone Pipeline and also maybe start getting rid of the gas tax. Maybe even at the state levels, there should be a movement for this. In other words, it's a national security imperative.
Well, it's 14 cents at the federal level. If they did that for the rest of the summer, it would be nice, or at least till the end of the fiscal year. It would help out a little bit because you're going to see the gasoline prices go, out by you. They already went over $6, I think, didn't they?
And I think in a couple of places, that's right. And so if we see the kinds of spikes that we would expect because of all this, it's going to be well over that. And I might say, too, Captain, that we hear about Putin, you know, he will control the oil. He'll get a lot of resources in Ukraine and so forth as this continues. But we can be energy independent. In fact, we can export oil to the rest of the world. And that's the key. Don't let Putin get a stranglehold on the rest of the world with this thing.
Well, we did all of that before, and it can be done again, and it's not that difficult to do. And if he would listen to what Trump has been trying to say and even bring back some of Trump's people, he'd be a lot better off.
I think he really would. Unfortunately, they wanted to end everything that President Trump had done, which was beneficial to the United States, only because it would spite the notion of Trump and try to erase him from ever done anything good, this kind of thing, and just for political purposes. But, Captain, I mean, we're moving into a different kind of world. It's one thing to anticipate what could Putin do, what's going to happen if they invade Ukraine, but here we are. And the world is different.
Well, Biden did do one thing. He dropped the hammer on the Russian pipeline, and he's reimposing the sanctions that he waived just about a year ago. So that's one thing he did. That will help, and the Russians won't be able to get that pipeline going anytime soon.
That's true. Now, we also hear about these severe sanctions that are going to be talked about. The president will be coming out later this morning, midday, I think is what they're saying, to talk about new severe sanctions.
I'm not holding my breath.
Well, right. Now, but evidently what they're likely to be about is they're going to go against more Russian banks, also barring U.S. financial institutions from processing transactions that come from major Russian banks and other export controls and so forth. So now, but my question, Captain, is, you know, Vladimir Putin's been sanctioned to the hilt before. I mean, I don't know that this is
never bothered him.
Exactly. I think he's factored a lot of this in. And he's on a mission. See, this is one of the things. I don't think he's looking at it, oh, I'm going to make the rest of the world mad and there could be some sanctions. He's a true believer. He really believes that Ukraine doesn't have a right to exist. He really believes he's got to put back those old Soviet borders. And when you're trying to deal with somebody like that, that's fanatical.
Well, remember, the other countries, if he was going to do it, are all members of NATO.
This is also, Captain, where the world is holding its breath. If Vladimir Putin and his Russian forces decide to go across the border of a NATO ally, well, that triggers the Article 5 protections, and we're off. Not, I would say we're off to the races. We're off into madness, more madness than what we're even witnessing.
World War III.
This morning. That's right. That's World War III.
Yeah, and let's just hope it doesn't go there. I mean, we got enough trouble right now as it is. We'll have to just sit here and watch and see what happens. Now, I would have thought Biden would have given some sort of speech last night, but they're saying, oh, no, he's going to give a speech today, and they're going to slap sanctions on today. But I would have thought they would have done all that last night just to show strength and leadership.
Right, right. It would have shown a quick reaction. It would have shown that the president goes before the American people, lays out what's happening. It doesn't have to be an hour-long speech. It needs to be something where the American people, again, understand that there's a steady hand on the tiller. Because right now people are wondering. They're wondering, Captain, about the next move. And so the people I've talked to this evening as well, you know, just saying, look, we're going to know more information in the next 24, 48 hours or the next week as we go through this, as he takes over Ukraine. Where we go from there, we just don't know yet. But the scenarios that we're even talking about, and what worries me too, Captain, is it has from the very beginning, what happens when there's a mistake made? What happens when there's somebody who fires a shot, quote-unquote, that they're not authorized to, they're not supposed to, and something else happens, and then we're in it, in the thick of it.
Now, the other thing that I noticed is that there was a huge line of vehicles going towards the Polish border.
Yes.
Did you see that?
That's right. Yes, yeah.
I wonder.
Well, yeah, bumper to bumper, yeah.
I wonder how long it'll take for them to do that, to get there.
Yeah, good question. Good question. Well, I know that they have pretty good, you know, highway system there and so forth, so it just depends. But, of course, you know, all of our diplomats are across the border in Poland. And now, because, for example, going to Poland, well, that's a NATO country, I think we're going to see, you know, buildups of troops into those countries. We have to.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to give us a call and tell us what you think about all this, Kathy's going to give me the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News. Ukraine has issued a warning to its citizens in Russia.
Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs is warning its citizens across the border in Russia to depart immediately Wednesday as uncertainty surrounds Russia's next military move. The United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, Australia, Germany, and 14 other countries were among nations that announced sanctions against Russia as Moscow appears poised for a full destruction of Ukraine's democracy. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed or will be effective. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I take religiously. I've taken it for the last 7 years. And I take it to start my day, and then I usually take another one all along towards midnight before I start the radio show, just to kind of make sure that my leg behaves itself and all that good stuff. Because the reason I take it is because it is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation or the swelling or the pain that I get with the left ankle, foot, and the leg from the injury that I suffered at the World Trade Center. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which has key enzymes and proteins that are good for you. In other words, you're taking something that's actually good for you. And, of course, besides that, it's 100% drug-free, as I just said, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, $19.95 is all it costs to get started with a three-week quick start, and you can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to the website and check out the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and they've also got a full array of vitamins there and different things to help you. You might see something else that you might want, and who knows? I take different things there myself, so there you go. For example, I get the vitamin D there that I take every day. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking about the Ukraine and Russia and all that. Suppose you're China, and you're sitting there and you're watching all this to see what's going to happen, and you pretty much see not much of anything happening. Would you be emboldened to want to do something and, say, go into Taiwan?
Oh, yeah. I think that the thought process would be now's the time, because something else big is happening in the world that has got the attention of Europe, the United States, pretty much essentially the whole world. And so there's chaos going on. So now if China decides to make a move, that's going to split the attention certainly of the White House and other world leaders. Yeah, they could take advantage of it. No doubt about it. Whether or not they're on pace or ready to do that or pull the trigger right now. But yeah, I think that they're looking at it. But even that being said, they're very close now with Russia. And so I'm sure that the two leaders might have had some kind of conversation about this at some point. Hey, I'm going to do this, and then you do that. It's entirely possible.
Well, I guess we'll see. Now, yeah. Nancy Pelosi told reporters to get in line and praise Biden for sanctioning the Russian tyrant Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know, that's certainly something Nancy Pelosi, that's totally sounds like her, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But just reverse it. I mean, even here's the idea, right? The idea is that, you know, politics stops at the water's edge, and I feel like that myself to such a great degree. But the way that she's saying this, just to reverse it. If this was a Republican president and somebody said, get in line and praise the president for doing this and such because this is a world crisis, Nancy Pelosi might be the first person to say, of my own counsel will keep, right, on whether or not we're going to praise whoever. But this is something that I think is part and parcel of trying to shore up Biden's perception out there among the American people, because we're seeing these poll numbers, Captain, and people still don't think that he's up to the job. I mean, and that's not something we take pleasure in, but that's just a fact right now.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to the phone line, and I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric.
All right, before you get started, you were providing a lot of information tonight, and I was making comments about it, and a lot of that information you were providing was extremely helpful. And what was funny was when Dee Dee came into the chat room and dropped something in there, like we didn't know what had been going on 90 minutes before.
Yeah, Roger that. I think she was having some issue with laptop or technical issues. It might have been the Russians. Who knows?
The Russians did it.
Yeah, Russia, right. Russia. Hey, you know, all kidding aside, again, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, it's a rhetorical question, first off. Where's the president? Where's the secretary of state? Where's the secretary of defense? Where's any of their assistants?
Yeah.
They should have been in the front of the camera. This is going on. We're monitoring the situation. You have this stereotypical Death Star Beltway talking points.
Yep.
But where are they?
Right.
I do not believe for one second that the President of the United States was awake and was making the commentary that he was allegedly making and putting out in statements. I think there were pre-plotted statements, and I think they were released, you know, like a contingency plan algorithm. If this, then that. If that, then this was released. I do not believe that he was on, how should I say, in a, you know, alleged situation or
right.
Receiving briefing.
I totally agree with you, Eric. I totally agree with you.
And respectfully, you know, gentlemen, this is my opinion again. The current president of the United States is the biggest national security threat that we have going on right now.
Right.
I believe that, you know, yeah, there's others, I should say, there are other stoic professionals within the bureaucracy. Mm. They're going to do the job that needs to be, you know, the check the box job. That's number one, okay? Number two, people are talking about oil sanctions and gas sanctions,
yep,
and financial sanctioning and stuff. I think some people maybe just escaped their mind. Russia is a member of BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. That was starting in 2009 when they saw the way the world was going with the West and the failing economies and stuff, particularly after the, the stock market issue in 08, the market crash in 08.
Right.
And they saw that and they're like, we're getting out. And China's been purchasing gold by the tonnage as much as they can get. Now, I don't think getting Russia out of the banking system, that's not going to do anything to them. Sorry, that's my two cents. And if you're going to sanction someone, you ratchet it up as they act, not wait until after they act and then have an escalation of sanctioning. That's my diplomatic opinion.
Uh-huh.
Now, the last thing is regarding oil. Okay, they want to shoot oil up through the roof and crush the Iranians or whatever. That's fine and dandy. That can be done, as you said, and as Kyle said, regarding releasing or pumping more,
sure,
drilling more in the United States. That's a given. We're independent. You know, what was gas about 13 months ago? $1.89 or whatever it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's only up. That's up, what, only threefold from 1990? Okay,
yep.
When it was like 90 cents in 90. I remember that. I thought it was the coolest thing. Anyway,
yeah.
So they're going to, what is made, we've talked about this before, and you've mentioned it before, Captain. You've mentioned about fertilizer.
Right.
What's fertilizer? What's the primary base ingredient?
Petroleum.
Petroleum products,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And this world's, I think it's the world's second largest producer of phosphate fertilizers is Russian-owned fertilizer group. And
sure.
And they service over 100 countries in the world with growing crops. Well, I don't know if anybody heard this thing called COVID-19 dictates and amendments and this, that, and the other. That's been shut down. There's, how should I say, famine throughout the world right now because people can't get the food to market,
uh-huh,
because prices are so high. So that's only going to further the pain and suffering that everybody's feeling. And it's going to metastasize. You've heard of trickle-down economics. Where there's, how should I say, trickle-up suffering. The worst, the bottom of the pyramid is going to get hit the worst. Now, should things go sideways, and I'm going to end with this, thank you for the time. I'm going to end with this. I believe our current administration in the White House is weak enough to threaten the use of nuclear weapons should things go sideways,
mm-hmm,
because they've lost the initiative on the diplomatic battlefield and on the potential combative theater should things go sideways. I don't want to see it.
Okay.
I don't want it. That's last resort, but they are weak enough to do that. Thanks for taking my time.
All right.
Thanks for
my thank you, and we're promoting you tonight with Kyle's permission. You are now an associate professor.
Hey, Roger,
all right, thank you very much. And that, of course, is Eric. And Kyle, you hang on. I think that's an appropriate promotion for Eric. Eric's always on the ball there. I appreciate that. And he was on this afternoon sending me messages back and forth, and we were chit-chatting about what was going on. Anyway, hold on. I'll be right back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you.
sing along, Kyle.
Okay, YMCA.
1978. I remember that one.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Village People.
Yeah, that was a really good song. And, heck, it was number one for such a long time. And everybody loved it and sang it and danced it and all that good stuff. Okay, let me take a look at the weather here because the Truckers Highway and Byway report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. And, oh, by the way, make sure you join the Drivers Club and get yourself some points for the fuel you buy. We'll tell you all about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we're monitoring a lot of different things happening out west tonight. We do have some hard freeze warnings to tell you about, wind chill advisories, and other winter storm watches and warnings. But just briefly, some active snow that we have going on right now. We've got up near Seattle, Washington, just east of Seattle, out towards Bellevue. Looks like they've got snow that goes up a little bit north there, but mostly sleet around the Seattle area up towards Everett. On I-82. We definitely got some light snow to tell you about. This goes down through the Yakima area as well, and also down towards Prosser. Then also on Highway 97 there as you go south towards, looks like, what's the name of the Golden Dale. As you head south from Topanish down towards Golden Dale, you got a little snow about in the middle of that area there. Then also, of course, our friends in Denver right now, Captain, it's about 7 degrees in Denver for our friends there. We've got some light snow. This is going to be east of Denver as you go out towards Fort Morgan, for example, out towards Byers as well. Then also west of Denver on I-70 out just a little east of Grand Junction in an area called Parachute and also Battlement Mesa, you've got snow coming across the road there as well. Also snow in Santa Fe, snow around Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight. Now, we also have those wind chill factors still going on almost over the entire state of Montana tonight. Wyoming also has major wind chill factors going on, wind chill warnings down near Cheyenne. Now, the hard freeze in Southern California you need to know about because this is going to be out in the Hesperia area, out in the high desert along Interstate 15. Hard freeze warning out there, especially if you're going past the Pilot Travel Center there along in Highway 395 down where it meets the 15. So it's going to be pretty cold. Cold all through the San Bernardino area. And also, we've got freeze warnings in the central valley of California from Bakersfield going all the way up through Sacramento. And it actually extends all the way up to Redding. And you've got a more of a hard freeze warning as you go along the California coast down near San Luis Obispo along Highway 101. So it's cold. Be careful out there.
Well, not to be outdone here, but it's cold over North Dakota and South Dakota and the northwestern corner of Minnesota. We've got temperatures down at or below zero and even in the single digits down below. Now, we will be running into snow because the storm we told you about yesterday is now between I-70 in Missouri and down to I-20 in Texas and I-40 coming across Oklahoma and Arkansas right now. Now, we do have a winter storm warning in most of Oklahoma, the northern part of Texas, also across the central part of Missouri and the central part of Arkansas at the minute. And it's coming right over to Memphis, Tennessee. So keep that in mind. Now, coming out of Memphis and angling your way up into Kentucky and the central part of Pennsylvania, there'll be an area of rain. We've got an area of freezing rain and or drizzle, which takes us up into the eastern part of Iowa, most of Illinois to include Chicago, most of Indiana, and over into the central part of Michigan tonight. We also have some ice to tell you about up in the upper peninsula of Michigan to the east of Duluth. Been there since yesterday, still doing its thing. Now, up in New England and over into upstate New York, going up by 87, you've got freezing rain and drizzle, and that continues over into Connecticut and Massachusetts and follows its way up into New Hampshire and then the shoreline of Maine tonight, where, by the way, we've got another gale warning all the way down to North Carolina. All the way down to Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, we've got dense fog in the offing, too, again, for the panhandle of Florida all the way over to Big Bend, and then that fog continues over to New Orleans, over to Houston, and works its way on down to McAllen and Brownsville, Texas. So be advised of that. Weather tonight is going to be an issue for a lot of people in a lot of places. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And as we were talking about earlier, you can find them at Pilot Flying J, pardon me, pilotflyingj.com. And I wanted to tell you about the locations function. It is so easy to use. If you want to find out where the nearest Pilot or Flying J is to you in terms of what your route is tonight, simply go to pilotflyingj.com, use the locations function, and you'll see, just as I'm looking at the map right now, we talked about the Pilot Travel Center in Hesperia. Well, if you go a little bit up Interstate 15, you get to Linwood Road in Barstow, you got another Pilot right there. And so you can see them on the map. It's very easy. But when you drive in, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Start earning points on all the things that you buy, the fuel, the food, the supplies, and you can start using those points to get all kinds of great stuff at a Pilot or Flying J. You can use their app called the My Rewards Plus app to track those points and also to get great offers as well. And as the captain said, pull in, tell them the captain sent you, and get yourself a great cup of coffee.
Right, Char. Okay. Hold that there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take another look at what's going on over there in the Ukraine. It's going to be a story that's not going to go away anytime soon because the Ukrainians are going to put up a fight. They're going to put up a fight with what they got. Watch and see. It's going to really put Russia in the spot. Could be another Afghanistan for Russia, mark my words.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.